"Hey, Lock!" became a familiar refrain for the lock keepers who lived alongside the 74 lift locks on the C&O Canal. This call, or the sound of the horn, was the signal to the lock keeper that a boat was approaching the lock and that his help was needed in locking the boat through. But the duties of a lock keeper encompassed a variety of duties, from maintenance to communication to seller of goods. Oftentimes, the lock keepers along the canal provided the only day-to-day contact for the canal boatmen going up and down the canal. When the first 20 miles of the canal opened in 1830, the board of the C&O Canal realized it would be important to have lock keepers in place. Because the canal would be drained in the winter from December to March, compensation rates were based on a 9-month operating season. Initially, compensation ranged from $100 per year to $300 per year for tenders of multiple locks. In addition, they were given a house alongside the lock to reside in, as well as a parcel of property surrounding the house. District superintendents were appointed who were responsible for several locks along a stretch of the canal, and for their efforts received higher compensation as well as a larger house. The primary responsibility of each lock tender, or keeper, was to be available 24 hours a day to lock the canal boats through. In the words of the Canal Board's draft of regulations, "It should be their duty at all hours, by night as well as by day, to pass all boats and floats presenting themselves at their locks." Passing the boats through translated into opening the gates and operating the wickets on the gate with a lock key to allow water to flow into or out of the lock. This process normally took 8 to 12 minutes for each boat. In addition, lock keepers were responsible for daily examination of the locks to make sure these were kept in good working order. As necessary, repairs were made to the locks. In addition to operating the locks, the lock keepers were something of a jack of all trades as well. Lock keepers are responsible for the upkeep and preservation of the lock houses they resided in. When repairs to the lock required someone to be brought in, they were expected to board them in their house. Some lock keepers were given responsibility of operating the pivot bridges near their locks, such as lock number 30, or taking care of the river locks nearby. For this added responsibility, they received extra compensation of $10 a month for care of the pivot bridges and up to $50 a month for the care of river locks. Lock keepers and their families often grew gardens on the property and sometimes would sell fresh vegetables to the canal boat families as they passed through. The life of a lock keeper could often be a lonely one, where they would have little contact with the outside world other than the canal boatmen. Also, it required them to be on duty at their posts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 9 months of the year. Problems could result from this solitary lifestyle, such as drunkenness and disorderly behavior. Some of the locks in the western districts were particularly isolated, which made life perilous for lock keepers and their families. In the early 1900s, Joe Davis, lock keeper of Lock 61, and his wife were murdered in their lock house, and the lock house was burned to cover up the crime. Lock keeping was not only the job of men, but later on women took on the jobs as well. Initially, the board had banned women from becoming lock keepers, preferring instead to have married men with large families, thinking they would be more stable employees. However, as lock keepers died, exceptions were made in order to keep their widow on as lock keepers. For the most part, most lock keepers proved to be reputable, able, and loyal employees to the canal company. When the canal company went through difficult financial times, where sometimes lock keepers were not paid for several months, or paid in deprecated scrip, lock keepers continued to perform their duties. After damaging floods, when many lock keepers were removed from their posts, several of them joined up as day laborers working to help repair the canal and expedite its reopening. The duties of lock keeper were often passed down through the generations, staying in one family from the day the canal opened until long after the canal stopped operating in 1924. Descendants of these families still live in the local towns such as Williamsport and Hancock, and are located along the canal.